Yeah. Good day, good chinyaya, radhikaya, chikranaya, krishnaya, krishna bhaktaya, vibhaktaya namo namaha. Namasvesta manamapi sachiputram matra swarupam, rupam dasya grajam urupurim maturim bhustavati. Radha kundam girivaram ahoradika madhavasa, prapto yasya patita kripaya, Shigurum tam nitosmi. Ajanulam buto bujo kanakavadato sankirtanai kupitaro kamalayatakso vishvambaro dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagapriyakaro karuna avataro Anarpita chidim chidat karuna avatina kalo samarpaitam manujvala rasam swabhakti shriyam Hari padata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanaha Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachi adile kakola kahe premananda emona goranga hridaya dariya bola baja goranga kaha goranga kaha gorangera namore baja goranga kaha goranga kaha gorangera Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Pranare Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yashaiva padam bhuja bhakti labhya, premabhidana parama pumarta, tasmai jugan mangala mangalaya, chaitanya chandraya namo namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste So this evening, our topic we wanted to speak about, we titled it, The Secret Life of the Saints. Here's a story. That once there was one man who had some health problems, and he had some rash on his skin that was coming and causing so much itching, and at the same time he was coughing up blood. So he went to see an Ayurvedic doctor, and the Ayurvedic doctor told him that I'll give you two medicines, one for the skin and one for your cough. I'll give you two pills. One is a red pill and one is a white pill. And the red pill, you swallow those pills. Because you're coughing this blood, that's very serious, very dangerous thing. And the white pill, you crush, mix with a little ghee, and put that on your rash. So he told them, so you know, the red pill is for the inside and the white pill is for the outside. So he said, yes, red is for the inside, white is for the outside, red is for... But by the time he got home, he was looking, white is for the inside, red is for the outside. So he got a little mixed up. So he started... taking the white pills, which are meant for the skin, and crushing the red pills and putting that on his skin, on the outside. And a few days later, he died. So, sometimes we're like that. We should wear our artha on the outside. These are like the white pills. And we should swallow our dharma on the inside. In other words, we don't want to show that. We don't want to display that. Because this is a matter, a subject of love. When you speak about love, when you speak about priti, then automatically the sense of confidence comes, isn't it? If a boy goes somewhere with a girl and he kisses her or something, and the next day he tells everyone in the school that he kissed this girl, then she's going to be very hurt and it'll be breaking their confidence. So love means confidence. Love means some intimate exchange that I have with you that's special. It's not for everyone else. And therefore, my affection for you, my relationship with you, is special. The nature of that special relationship is, it's private. I don't tell everyone. This is one thing I like about India, and I respect so much Indian people and its culture. That you are so involved in husband and wife, and yes, intense dealing with husband and wife, who don't speak about it. In the West, we're very happy. The basis of love. It should be something private. You shouldn't advertise it. So this is also true in spiritual life. Whatever relationship we have with Krishna, our relationship with Guru, that relationship should be private. Don't go and tell everyone about that. We have a phrase in Bengali, Dharma Dvaji. You have in Hindi also? Do you know what a dvaj? A dvaji? Dvaj means a flag. So a Dharma Dvaji is someone who's waving the flag. Yes, see? I'm very religious person, and they're advertising their bhakti to everyone. So, don't do like that. If you have a candle, this flame is very nice. In a dark room, it looks very beautiful. But if you open up all the doors to show everyone, then the wind will come and it will blow it out. If you have some steam, you're cooking in the kitchen, you put some water in the pot. If you don't put a lid on the pot, it looks very impressive. The whole room will fill up with steam. And they say, yes, I'm really doing something. But if you put a lid, a top, on the pot, you don't see anything. But that pot then becomes very powerful. It'll become a bomb. If you don't take off the lid, it will explode. So much power is there. So similarly, this feelings in our heart should be like the steam. And we keep it bottled up in a pot. We don't show everyone until it becomes more and more powerful. This is Vedic culture. And this also goes on traditionally, but also in modern times. I'll tell you many stories tonight to illustrate these points. The Hari Bhakti Vilas describes Gopaya Devatam Ishtam Gopaya Guru Matmanaha.
Gopayaccha nijam mantram. Gopaya nijamalakam. You should keep these four things secret. Your Ishtadev. What does that mean? Do we keep Krishna secret? Don't keep Krishna secret. We want to go and do Harinam. So then we're disobeying this? This is the difficulty we want to speak about tonight also. Two things are there. Two considerations. In Bengali we say dui bichar. Two considerations. The consideration of prachar, preaching, and the consideration of bhajan. And sometimes they seem to be at odds with each other. So we should learn both of these things. We want to do preaching and we want to do bhajan. Both are important. So when it says Gopaya Devatam Ishtam, it doesn't mean you don't tell anyone about Krishna. But what it means is that when we come to the point of Bhav Bhakti, very elevated point, when we realize our Ishtadev, that your Ishtadev may be Krishna, but his Ishtadev may be Nandanandan Krishna, maybe Gopal Krishna is 5 years old. And Mother Gopi Priya's Ishtadev may be that Radhika Raman, who's 14, 15 years old, who's dancing with the gopis. It's the same Krishna, but your feelings are really what you're hiding. Your feelings toward a particular deity of the Lord. We don't advertise that. Advertising is cheap. So Gopaya Devatam Ishtam. Gopayet Gurumatmanaha. Hide your guru. What does it mean, hide your guru? Does it mean if someone asked you, who is your guru? I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. No, it doesn't mean like that. But it means your personal relationship with your guru. Don't speak about that. You should hide your relationship with your wife. Does it mean if someone asks you, Manish, who is your wife? I don't know. I won't tell you. Does it mean like that? But it means you hide your personal relationship. That's the nature of love. And if you want that love to grow, it should be confidential. So in bhakti, we have this confidentiality. Gopayet gurumatmanaha. We should hide our guru. I wrote an article about this. It's in our Bindu magazine. You can download it. It's on our front page of our website in the very bottom. Hide your guru. Your article's called. Very nice subject. I don't go so much into that today. Gopayet gurumatmanaha. Gopayet cha nija mantram. Don't tell your mantra. You get some secret mantra from your Gurudev. Don't speak that. That's very, very special, personal, private thing. You don't go and tell everyone that mantra. Gopayet cha nijam mantram. And gopayet nilamalakam. Nijamalakam. Your mala, you hide it. The Hari Bhakti Vilas, it describes that we should hide our mala. Harati prabham yas, harati prashabham yasmat. Tasmat guptam samacharet. Yaksharakshasa bhutani siddhavid yadara vinaha haranti prabhavam prashavam yasmat. Tasmat guptam samacharet. You should hide your japa while you're chanting. You keep your japa beads inside your bead bag. If you keep your japa outside, then what will happen? Then your japa will be stolen. The benefit of your japa by some yakshas, some rakshasas, some ghosts, some different beings from Siddhalok, Vidyadharas, and other persons. So we should not take our beads out of our bead bag. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada did that. He's a Siddha Mahatma, he may do. But that's our general instruction. We should hide that thing. And therefore the Hari Bhakti Vilas gives a mantra for chanting japa, for offering japa. Guyati Guya Gupta Twam Grihanasmat Kritam Japam Siddhir Bhavatume Deva Twat Prasada Tvaistite. O my Lord, you are the protector of the most confidential secrets. So I want to offer you my japa. By your mercy may I attain perfection. Because that japa is a very private thing. That japa is between you and your Gurudev. So traditionally, Vaishnavas, they won't tell you how many rounds they're chanting. In ISKCON, we're doing some preaching, some prachar. So sometimes we break that rule. Prabhuji, are you chanting 16 rounds? We ask someone that question. But generally, you don't ask a Vaishnava that question. I know many devotees, a number of devotees, who chant 64 rounds a day. I know quite a few. And some of them are very quiet about that. But some of them go and tell everyone, yeah, I'm chanting this many rounds a day, you should also do this. If you do like that, then you give your benefit away. You're a very merciful person because you're giving away the benefit of your japa. That japa is a private thing. Don't tell everyone about that. Gopayech nija malakam. You hide your mala. Hide your japa. Don't go and tell everyone about that. We should have some secret. In the Haribhakti Vilas, there's some description about the qualifications and duties of a bona fide disciple. And the first thing that's told, first qualifications of a disciple, swamantro nopadishtavyo vaktavyascha nasamsidhi gopaniyam tata shastram rakshaniyam shariravat. The guru, he'll tell his disciple, don't tell this mantra to anyone in public. You should always keep your mantra and these things you're hearing from Shastra, from your Gurudev, they should be secret. Your puja should be secret. Don't advertise that. I see sometimes people, they want to carry their deity with them everywhere on their head. I have a friend who has some deities he carries around his neck and you can see them. He gives darshan everywhere. And he went to see some very 120-year-old Siddha Mahatma in Navadvipa. And he went to that sadhu, Maharaj, please bless me. And the sadhu said, so what are you doing? Why are you carrying these deities like this? Advertising? Like some shameless person? Don't do that. You chastise him. Because it should be a private thing. We have our public worship in the temple. And we do that there. But we have our private worship also. Again, it doesn't mean you deny it. If you come to our house, you can have darshan of our Giriraj. Very nice. But we don't want to advertise that everywhere. That's a private thing. Sometimes we put his picture on Facebook. But we're not going to put our feelings about him there or advertise our worship. That should be a private thing. Otherwise, you'll lose the benefit of that. I'll tell you a true story. This took place, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago in Vrindavan. There was one pracharak, one sadhu, who was giving prachar every day on Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was a very good speaker, very learned. Vasudev, you're there. You're not translating for your father? He can hear? He'll like this. Vijay Prabhu, you can hear? You're okay now? Things all right? So this is a true story. This took place, I don't know, maybe 20, 50 years ago in Vrindavan, one sadhu was giving prachar, speaking on Bhagavatam every day. And many people were coming. He was very learned. Many high-class people were coming. We can understand something about the situation of the world today. How many people are coming here to hear about Krishna? But if you have a cricket match, if India is playing Pakistan, how many people are going to watch that cricket match? But if you tell them there's some Krishna Katha, you'll go back to the spiritual, you'll get love of God, how many people will come? If everyone watching a cricket match were to come here, they wouldn't fit in your house, Guruji. Not possible. But how many people are coming to hear Krishna Katha? What is important to us? This is a modern culture. We want to see cricket. We have no interest in Krishna Katha. We have no interest in the soul. So in Vrindavan, some people were coming. Some high-class people were coming. And there was one man who was coming who was a little different. He was a little dirty. He had no home. He was sleeping on the street. And his clothes were very, very dirty. And there was a bad smell coming from his body. He wasn't taking bath. When he would come in and sit down, everybody would move away from him. And sometimes they would see him on the streets in Vrindavan, going through the garbage to find something to eat. And sometimes they would see him, he'd be eating on the ground, and the kukurs would come, the dogs, and they would start eating on the same plate, and he would allow them. He was living there in the street. So he was coming for the prachar. But he never spoke anything. One day, that sadhu who was giving the prachar, he went to the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple. And as he was going in the temple, he saw that strange fellow was coming out. That person who was eating with the dogs, sleeping on the street. So that pracharak sadhu, he stopped him. He said, "Hey Baba, I see you every day. What is your name?" And he said, "Some name." And he said, "Where are you from?" And he told him, "I don't know, some high class place." He said, "What kind of family do you come from?" "I come from a Sarasvat Brahmin family, very high class Brahmin family, very wealthy, prestigious family." The Pracharak was looking at him. He said, "Do you have any education?" "Yes, I have a master's degree in mathematics." "Look at, hey Baba, what are you doing? What are you here sleeping on the street? You come from a high-class family. You have good education. What are you doing? Eating with the dogs? Sleeping on the street? Not taking bath? What are you doing?" And somehow, by Krishna's desire, that man spoke something which generally he would not speak. And he told that prachara, he said, "If I don't do like this, I can't see Krishna." And that pracharak, he looked at him. "You see Krishna?" "He said, "Yes, I see Krishna." And that pracharak, he's a very shastric person. He knew Madhurya Kadambini, even on the level of Bhav. When you see Krishna, Krishna disappears very quick. It's just a spurti, momentary thing. And then later on, the higher level of praying, you may see Krishna more. So he said, "How do you see Krishna?" And that strange fellow, he said, "I see him like I see you. I talk with him? Can we spend some time together? And he said, but if I don't behave like this, then I can't see Krishna. So he was hiding his real position. And this is the nature of a devotee. You raise your hand. Has anyone here heard of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Jayananda Prabhu? Some of you have heard of him. He was a very famous bhakta. He left his body from cancer when Srila Prabhupada was still present in the world. He's a very, very elevated devotee. And Srila Prabhupada said that every year on his disappearance day there should be a festival in ISKCON. So he made many people devotees. He was a very good preacher. I know during the hippie days in America, I know some people who became, many people who became devotees from Jayananda. Jayananda Prabhu, sometimes he would go to some hippie house. All the people are taking drugs and listen to loud music, and it's an open house. And he would just walk into the house, not knocking, not even knowing anyone. He would just go in and start cleaning in the kitchen, and then he would start cooking prasadam for them. And he'd preaching to them, and they would become devotees. So I know one person who became a devotee because of him. He went to the Sunday feast in the San Francisco temple, and he said, this is very nice. I like this. I'd like to do some service. What can I do? They said, oh, you should go and ask Jayananda. So he went to Jayananda. Who are you? And Jayananda said, I'm the garbage man here. Garbage man. Can I do some service? Yes, you come with me. So they had a truck. And every week, because so many hundreds of people were eating prasadam at the temple, they'd have a huge amount of garbage. And Jayananda was getting, you help me, putting all the garbage on the truck. And then they went to the dump. He was throwing all the garbage out. And the whole time, Jayananda was so ecstatic. He was just chanting Hare Krishna. And he was so blissful. And that devotee thought, my God, that new person thought, this is the garbage man? If the garbage man is so happy like this, then I want to also become a devotee. He was the temple president, Jayananda. But he was telling people, I'm the garbage man. And he was doing that service. He was so humble. So we should be like that. We should hide our bhakti. We should hide something valuable that comes to us. The Hari Bhakti Vilas describes, Swapne Vakshishya Samsam Va Ascharja Mati Harshadam Akasma Jarijayitana Kyata Vyam Guru Vina. If the disciple, the devotee, sees some amazing thing, he sees Krishna, he has darshan of some sadhu who left this world hundreds of years ago or something, some amazing thing. He sees it in a dream or in a waking state. He should not speak about it with anyone. Keep it a secret. Don't advertise that. This is for the inside. The red pills are for the inside. The white pills are for the outside. Better on the inside, you're a brahmachari. On the inside, not on the outside. On the outside, you wear white and you'd be a poacher grihastha, a rotten grihastha. And no one will care for you. Very good. My Guru Maharaj used to say, you should look out for the backbenchers. The people who are sitting behind, not the big, big persons getting all the respect and all the glory, the bhakti riksha leaders and the temple presidents and the big persons. You look for the quiet persons who are just quietly doing some service and not advertising it. And those persons are the kind of persons that we want to associate with. Gorara ami, gorara ami, muki bolile na chale. Gorara achara, gorara prachara, loile fala fale. It's not enough just to go around, jump up and down. Gorara ami, gorara ami. I'm a devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I have a t-shirt. I lost my heart in Vrindavan. I love Krishna. I love Radhika Raman. Really, Baba? You love them? Achcha. What is your love? Sneha? Man? Pranaya? Rav? Anurag? Bhav? Ruda Mahabhav? Adi Ruda Mahabhav? Modanakya Mahabhav? Madanakya? What is the level of your love? Well, my love's not like that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, once some disciples came to him and said, Guru Maharaj, this one devotee, very, very nice. He saw Krishna and he's telling everyone. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, oh, achcha. Does he still see Maya? If he's seen Krishna, that means he won't see Maya anymore. Does he still see Maya? Are we still seeing Maya? We're not seeing Krishna. We sometimes may have some imagination, or we might have some kind of good fortune. But don't speak about that thing. If we're still seeing Maya, we shouldn't advertise that. It's described by Thakur Bhaktivinoda. This is the attitude we should have. Don't advertise yourself as a great devotee. Hey! Don't you know who I am? You should be a little humble. Listen to me. I'm a senior devotee. I know Shastra, I've already memorized 3 verses of Bhagavad Gita. I'm almost a Nitya Siddha. We advertise it then. Thakur Bhaktivinoda is saying, no, Garita Achare, Rohilama Moji, this is my condition. What is my achar? Garita Achare. Very, very bad. Very wicked. Garita Achare, Rohilama Moji, Nakorino Sadhu Sangha. I never really did Sadhu Sangha. I had my photograph taken with Gurudev and with every sadhu who came to the temple. But meanwhile, I was doing all badmash behavior, all nonsense activities, not following regulated principles, eating non-veg things, watching television, internet, pornography, this thing, that thing, and advertising myself as a devotee. Means you've not really done sadhu sangha, Baba. What does it mean to do sadhu sangha? The mosquito, he's doing sadhu sangha. He's so close to the sadhu. And the sadhu sees him to show his appreciation of the mosquito sadhu sangha. What does he do? He slaps that mosquito and kills him. You're not doing sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means that we're following the instructions of the sadhu. It means we're coming close to the heart of the sadhu. We're not doing that. We're just advertising. Loi sadhu desha ani upadeshe evaro mayadaranga. This is Maya's big joke. I'm coming here today to Mother Anjana's house, and I'm wearing a nice garland, dhoti, tilak. Loi sadhu desh. I'm dressed like a sadhu. Ani upadesh. I'm giving upadesh instruction to all of you. But I'm a nonsense badmash. E boro maya ranga. This is Maya's big joke. We should think like that. Gauranga karuna koro dinahi no jane. We should think, I'm very, very fallen. Ani dinahina jana. I have no good qualities. We should really feel that way. No samopatita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. We should really, in our heart of hearts, we should really feel there's no one more fallen than me. That's a sadhu. Everyone in India today, there's some crisis, they want to get employment. And they're all saying, give me employment, give me employment. So you go for some job interview. And they ask you, what is your qualification? And if you tell them, I have no qualification. Well, what are you good at? I'm not good at anything. I'm very bad. There's no one in the world who's worse than me. I'm the worst person in the whole world. Will you do that? If you go for a job interview, you won't get a job. So we're used to that. We're doing corporate spiritual life. Corporate spiritual life. We're thinking about our career in institution. One person once told me that. Madhavananda, you should think about your career. In the institution. I said, oh my God. I was thinking about a career. That's why I left the material world. And I came here because I don't want your career. My career, I want a career in Krishna Bhakti. I have one sadhu friend, old man now, 84 years old, in Orissa. Born in a Gaudiya Vaishnava family on Janmashtami, night, midnight. Been chanting Hare Krishna his whole life. Very nice sadhu. When he was a young boy, they sent him to the university. And he got, I think, the top marks in the whole state for Sanskrit. And he wrote to his Gurudev, Gurudev, I got number one marks in Sanskrit. And his guru wrote him back a letter. Very good. I'm happy to hear that. But when I hear that you have number one in bhajan, then I'll be really happy. So spiritual life is not a corporate career. And the persons who are really successful in this bhakti marg, in this line of bhakti, you may not know. I have a god sister. Her name was Jamuna. And she was married to my god brother, Pushkarakshaka. She was an Indian lady. And they were living in France. Very difficult for her. She never lived in the temple. She never went through Bhakti Shastri. She wasn't trained by Mother Gopi Priya. She wasn't a very high class devotee. No one knew about her. She wasn't giving prachar. She couldn't play harmonium. She wasn't a singer. Nothing like that. She wasn't distributing books. She was a housewife. A quiet person. And one day, there was some headache, some problem she had. She went to the doctor, and they did some tests. And they came back, and they said, we have bad news. You have cancer, and you're going to die in a few months. So she contacted our Guru Maharaj, and my Guru Maharaj told her, you should chant always. Don't stop chanting. And something happened to her. She wasn't a big person. No one knew about her. But she told her husband, she said, somehow the Maha Mantra is always there. Even when I'm sleeping, at night when I'm sleeping, Maha Mantra is coming in my mind. It's always there. She became very sick. She went to the hospital. She was dying. And one day she was there in the hospital, and her husband was resting in the room. He was staying there with her. And all of a sudden he woke up. His wife was screaming and shouting, husband, what is it? And she was crying, so many tears coming. He was here. Who was here? What happened? Some man came in the room. No, Krishna. He came and he sat here on the bed and he smiled at me. She wasn't a big person. My Guru Maharaj said that Krishna came directly and gave her darshan. And when she left her body, my Guru Maharaj said she went back to Godhead. And he said that my position as guru is successful because at least one disciple went back to Godhead. But she wasn't a big person. She had no corporate career in spiritual life. She was just a housewife. No one cared for her. No one respected her. But she was successful. She was the best person. So we should understand this. Don't sell your bhajan. Don't advertise it. Don't give it away. Rather, we should always think ourselves very fallen and very low. Really, from the core of our heart, we should feel that way. And if we think like that, then very quickly we'll make advancement. If we think, Amita Vaishnava Eburi Hoile, if we think that I am a Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you'll go to hell. Pratistha sa asi, vidoya dushile. Then this pratistha, this desire for position, will pollute your heart. And you'll go to hell. You won't get the benefit that you wanted of doing bhakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sung a very nice song in the Sharanagati, describing the attitude a devotee should have. This is what we should tell everybody about ourselves. Don't go and tell everybody, I'm a great devotee. I'm giving great classes. We should speak like this. Hari he, amar jivana, sada pape rata, nahi kapu nevesha. Hare re vidyo ka, diyachi je koto, diyachi ji bera kresha. Hari he, amar jivana, this is my life. Sada pape ratta. I'm always doing pap. I'm always doing sin. Are we really that pure? Are we not thinking of sinful activities? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was such an exalted person. He would do bhajan in a schoolroom so that people would leave him alone. Once, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for him and he couldn't find him. Finally, he found him sitting outside the house of a prostitute. Baba, what are you doing here? The Gorgi says, a very good place. If I come here, then no one bothers me. They think, oh, he's not a sadhu. He's sitting outside a prostitute's house. He must be seeing this prostitute. So they leave me alone. Sometimes he was wearing his dhotis with a very big border, very fancy thing, like this kind of thing. This is Mahaprasad from Toka Gopina. Sometimes he was wearing some big fancy border like this. So the people would think he was a Vishayi, an enjoyer. He wasn't advertising himself. So then people would leave him alone. Amara Jivana, Sada Pape Rata. This is my life. I'm always doing sin. Nahiko Punya Relation. I don't even have a tiny little bit of punya. Really. I really don't. Pare Udega Diachi Jekoto Diachi Jivera Klesha. I've caused so much anxiety to other people. I've troubled everyone. Hari he, nija sukha lagi, pape nahi kori, bhaya nina swaipa paro. Para sukhe guru, sadhana chapasi, para dukha sukha kori. Hari he, times, I never hesitated to do the worst sinful activities. My Gurudev said, you should speak like this. You don't go and tell everyone this. That's in bad taste. But you should tell your Gurudev this. You should tell the sadhus this. You should tell Krishna this. My Guru Maharaj said, Krishna likes confessions. We should come before Guru. Don't try to impress him. Ah, Maharaj! Very good. You accept me as a disciple. I'm very elevated. I come from a very high-class family, very wealthy family. I have lots of money. I can give you nice donations. And I'm very learned. You'll be very lucky if you get me as a disciple. Don't go to Guru like that. And we learn from Gopi Vastrahara Leela, when Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis, this is how we come before Guru and Krishna. We come before them naked. Sanatana Goswami said, Ke Ami, I don't even know who I am. In other words, we give up our upadis, our designations. I don't know who I am. I'm not coming to Guru and Krishna. I'm a wealthy person. I'm a high class person. I'm an educated person. I'm coming to the Lord and saying, Ami Dina Hina, Mo Samo Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvana. In all the three worlds, you won't find anyone as fallen as me. This should really be our attitude. We don't advertise our position. If you have some good qualities, if you have something, don't advertise that. Don't tell everyone about that thing. We want to hide that. So Bhaktivinoda is saying, Nija Sukha Lagi, Papi Nahi Dori. I never hesitated to do pop for my own pleasure. He said that, I have no compassion. Doyahina, Swartaparo. I only care about my artha. And the hell with everyone else. The hell with outside people. I only think of my family. I only care for them. Or even in my family, the hell with my wife and my children. I'll beat them. I'll take from them because everything is for my pleasure. My enjoyment. Doyahina swartha prado. Prado suke duki. If I see someone else is happy, I become very unhappy. Sadamitya bhasi. I'm always lying. Paraduka sukha karo. If I see someone unhappy, I get great pleasure. Yes, they're suffering. Very good. He deserves it. We think like that. This is a mentality of a wicked person. This is my mentality. Unlimited material desires. It's time to be honest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patit Pavan. He saves the Patits, the most fallen persons, but he's not Kapat Pavan. You know in Hindi, Kapat? Is that right? He's not the savior of crooked persons who are lying, who are putting on a show, the Dharmavajis. Advertising what great devotees they are. It's okay. You can be fallen. Better to be a very fallen person than to be putting on a show. Krishna says, Mityachara sa uchate. Someone who's just acting like a lie. Mitya. A lie. Trying to pretend there's something that they're not. What is the hope for that person? Avsesha kama riddhi maji mora. There's unlimited material desires and lust in my heart. Krodhi, I'm a very angry person. Dumba parayana, I'm very, very proud. And I like to show my pride. Don't you know who I am? My Gurudev said once in a class, ha! I'm a great devotee. He said this. I'm a Prabhupada disciple, temple president, GBC, guru, demon. That's what my guru said. He could speak like that. Huh? He was a Prabhupada disciple, GBC, guru. Huh? We should not try to make some corporate career out of spiritual life where we advertise ourselves. Don't advertise yourself. Keep that a private thing. Mada mata sada. He says that I'm bewildered by vanity, worldly affairs. I have some nice ornaments, earrings, bracelets, Newport. Hinsa garva bibushan. Violence to others. And envy. These are my ornaments that I have. I'm such a bad person. Hari Hare Nidra Ashamata Sukhari Devata Akarja Nidhi Naki Shtava Diya Sakya Achara Shahat, I am spoiled by laziness and sleep. I'm always putting off my spiritual life. Once there was a man who was selling coconuts in front of the Jagannath Mandir in Puri. He was living there in Puri and doing his business right there at the temple. And people would come to him and say, did you have darshan today? He said, no, I've not had darshan. I don't have. I can go anytime I want. I live right here. That man became an old man. He spent his whole life and never once did he go to the temple inside. He's always thinking, I'm right here. I can go anytime I like. He was always putting it off, procrastinating. He was a lazy person. And finally he died and he never had darshan of Lord Jagannath. So we're like that. I can go anytime. No problem. I know about that. My grandmother, she was a devotee of Krishna. I can do anytime I want. I'm busy now. Some other time. Our life is spoiled. Nidralashahata. Sukhaya virata. I resist all kinds of good deeds. I don't want any good things. But I'm very enthusiastic to do wicked activities, to go and drink something, go out to some non-vegetarian restaurant. Very, very nice. I like that thing. I like wicked things. Pratishtha labhya, satya acharana. My only concern is for pratishtha. I want some position. I want everyone to respect me. That's why I'm here. That's what preaching means. Some people think like that. Preaching means I'm going to advertise myself. That's not preaching. Don't do that thing. Satya acharana. But meanwhile, I have no, my achar is satya. It's just a lie. Mitya achar. Lobha hata sudakami. I'm victimized by my own greed. I'm always very, very lusty. Hari hai. Such a vile, wicked person like me. Such janavarjita, all the good people don't want me around. They don't want to talk to me. Aparadi nirantara. I'm a constant offender. Shubha Karma Sunya. I have no Shubha Karma, no good activities. Sadanartha Mana. I'm always thinking about anartas, unwanted things, things which are not proper, sinful things. That's the only thing in my mind. Sadanartha Mana. Nana Duki Charachara. I'm always worn out, becoming old, wasted away by so many miseries. Hari Hare won't look at me anymore. Now my hair is all gray, I'm becoming very fat. But my desires are still there. I have no means to satisfy those desires. Bhaktivinoda says, now, tate dina akinchana. Very fallen, very humble. Bhaktivinoda prabhura charani, koro dukha nivida. This is my nivida. This is my confession. I'm coming before the Lord, telling Him my story. Amara Jiva. This is my life. You wrote this on Facebook too. You didn't know I was thinking to sing this. Very nice song. Prabhupada liked this song very much. We should sing like this. We should think like this. Don't advertise yourself as a big person. Madhavendra Puri. He went to Ramuna and he saw they were offering very nice kitty. It's an Ariya word. I don't know what you're saying in Hindi. Kitty and Ariya. Kheer. Kitty, it means kheer. Sweet rice. Oh, they're offering very nice sweet rice to Gopinath. I'd like to taste some of that prasad. If I could taste that prasad, then I could make it for my Gopal. I would like to know how they do. So that night, Gopinath hid that sweet rice. And the pujari couldn't find it. What happened? Where did the prasad go? I don't know. That night he had a dream. Gopinath came to him. I stole it. He became known as Kirchor Gopinath. I stole that sweet rice. You go, you'll find my devotee. His name is Madhavendra Puri. No one knows about him. He's very quiet. You go, he's there in the marketplace chanting Hare Krishna in the middle of the night. You go there and give this sweet rice to him. That pujari woke up. He found that sweet rice. And he went to the marketplace. Is there someone here named Madhavendra Puri? You're the most fortunate person in all the three worlds. Gopinath stole sweet rice for you. Madhavendra Puri cried. He ate that sweet rice and cried and cried. He took the pot and broke it to pieces and wrapped it in his cheddar. And every day he would eat a little piece of that pot and cry more. And when he got that sweet rice, he thought, now I should leave. Because tomorrow they're going to tell everyone that Madhavendra Puri is a very big devotee. He's a Siddha Mahatma. And then everyone will come to me. And if they come to me, if I start thinking that I'm a devotee, that I'm a Vaishnava, then everything will be spoiled. Hari Hare, Amito Vaishnava, Guru Hare, Amarita Hare. If I start thinking I am a Vaishnava, then Amani Hobo na Hobo Ma Ami. I can't be Amani na Manadena. I can't give respect to everyone else. I'll start demanding respect. Hey, you're being offensive. Don't you know I'm more advanced than you? You should be respectful. It's not the mood of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava hides his glories. He hides his good qualities. And then if we don't hide that, if we try to demand, I am a devotee, Pratistasa Asi, then this Pratista will come. You want to have a corporate career in spiritual life. Be a big person, the temple. Then Ridoya Dushibe, your heart will become polluted, and Hoiva Nirayagami, you'll go to hell. Bhaktivinoda sings this. Hari Hey. The only thing that I know, I'm a servant of my Gurudev. And I'm going to do what he tells me to do. Guru Abhimana Chaji. I'll never think I'm a guru. Srila Prabhupada never thought he was guru. He told the devotees, I see, my Guru Maharaj sent me to you, sent you to me. You're his representatives. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to tell his disciples, Dasosmi, I'm your servant. He didn't have this Guru Abhiman. But we have that. Huh, Prabhu, I saw you eating with your left hand. Nonsense. We want to instruct everyone. That's the business of Guru. Don't do that. It's a business of teacher. You can do that, Mataji. You're a teacher. Prabhuji, you can chastise. You're a teacher. Teacher can chastise the students. But you can't chastise her. You're not her teacher. Or her teacher. You can only chastise those persons who accept you as teachers, guru. Then you can speak to them. Don't think we're guru. Guru Abhimana Chaji. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that we need more gurus. But the problem is, as soon as someone becomes a guru, they're no longer a Vaishnav. And they're not a guru, they're a guru. They're a cow. A Vaishnav is a manina manadena. He never thinks he's a big person. Tomara uchista padjalavenu. Sadaniska Pate Bhaji. I'll always take the remnants of your food, Gurudev. I'll take your dust and the water from your feet. And this way, Sadaniska Pate Bhaji, I'll worship you with no kapatya, no duplicity. Many people come to Guru. Guru Maharaj, I want to serve you. And I want to do big things for you. Yes. I'll introduce you to the President of India. And you see, come in my office, see, I have this picture with me, and the Prime Minister with me, and this person. I know so many persons. I'm a big man. And you want to make a career out of your guru. This is called Guru Giri. Business out of your guru. To advertise. Don't you know who I was initiated by? You should give me respect. Hey, Baba, what do we care if you're the son of Mahatma Gandhi, but you're a drunkard and a womanizer and you're becoming a Muslim? Who cares if you have a great father? You're a badmash. You're a rascal yourself. We want to see your qualities and primarily the quality of humility. This is what sadhus look for. They don't look to see your corporate career, what position you have. They look to see the qualities in your heart. Bhaktivinoda sings. Hari Hey.
DJ Shrestha Chandra. Johnny, if I start thinking I'm a big man, then I'll give my remnants of my food to someone else. There you go, Prabhu. You can take it. I've seen sadhus, very elevated sadhus. They won't let you have their remnants. They won't give you that. Sometimes some sadhus may do. You can't judge the sadhu by whether they do or they don't. But we don't want to do that. If I start thinking I'm a big person, then I'll give other people my remnants. And then, Hobe Abhiman Vara. I'll get a very big Abhiman. I'll become very, very proud. Tai Sishita Bhattakya Sabada Naloibo Pujakara. Naloiva Pujakara, I'll never accept worship from others. I'll always be your disciple. And if someone comes to worship me, if someone comes and offers obeisances, if someone says, oh, nice class, very good kirtan, oh, you cooked so nice, you did such nice service, you distributed so many books, don't keep it for yourself. It belongs to your Gurudev. The time of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Sarasvati Thakura, a number of devotees were going out for collection. One devotee in the temple was the biggest collector. And he was thinking to himself, I'm collecting so many lakhs of rupees. Why will I go to Gurudev and trouble him when I need some toothpaste, a new toothbrush, some little thing, some soap? So he would take a few rupees, 1 or 2 rupees a day, and keep it with himself. One day, he came back at the end of the day from his collection, and he gave the money to Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta said, have you given everything? Yes, Gurudev, I give everything. Have you given everything, every paisa? Gurudev, I kept a few paisa. What are you doing? Someone told you to do that? Give me? The devotee was thinking, why Guru Maharaj is so angry over a few paisa? Yes, Gurudev, here. I'll put those down. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta took that money and gave it back to him. Now you take this, buy your soap, do what you need. He said, but you can't digest this. This money comes from materialistic people. And if you take it, you can't digest it. It'll hurt you. You get some disease. So you give it to me. And whatever you need, I'll give you. So we can't digest this. We can't digest this fame, this prestige, people offering pranams. We can't. I'll be burned to ashes. I'm such a bogus person. We have to give it to our Gurudev. My Guru Maharaj, she told me this. Said, Madhavananda, if anyone ever asks you to speak, you must. He gave me an instruction like that, that I must do some coverage. He said, but when you speak, you just repeat what you've heard from your guru and the previous acharyas. And then he took and jammed his finger very hard in my chest and said, don't think it belongs to you. That's not so easy. We should always remember that. It belongs to him. Someone offers some pranam, some respect. Oh, very nice. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my Gurudev. Give it to him. You can't digest it. Don't keep it for yourself. It doesn't mean we have to make a big show of being so falsely humble. No, no, no. Don't say anything about me. I'm very humble. Sometimes this is another tricky way we have of trying to get respect. I'm so very humble. Very, very humble. We act like that so people will give us more respect. We're just like a pig. There's two personalities. Bhusaris,
Bhusuri means the Brahmins. They're the gods, the Suris of Bhu, the earth. And then there's a Gu Suris. This is a real language. And there is a Gu means stool. The stool gods. Who is a Bhusuri? The Bhusuri are the Brahmins. Who is a Gusuri? The Gusuri is a pig. Because his only business is eating stool. So we shouldn't be Gusuris, eating the stool of pratistha, of fame, of fortune. But we're so attached to that. We want that so much. Therefore, we have to be chastised by Guru. Sishya, disciple, is one who receives sasana, chastisement from Guru. My Gurudev, he slapped me in the face several times. He told us that if your Guru praises you, it's very bad. But if he slaps you, that's very good. We should want chastisement from Guru. If he gives us a big position, we may be cheated. The Devatas, they have two kinds of Kripa. Sakapata Kripa and Nishkapata Kripa. Mahadev, he gave Kripa to Ravan. Ravan was his devotee. And he gave Kripa, he gave Lanka. A golden city, fantastic wealth. But it was Sakapata Kripa. Mercy with cheating. Because he didn't get Ram Bhakti. He didn't become a devotee. He was cheated by Lord Shiva. But Markandeya Rishi, in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, he prays to Lord Shiva. Varam nekam vinetapi purnakama vivarshanat. He prays to Lord Shiva, you're purna, you're complete, because you have Krishna praying. You give me this praying. I want to have praying for Krishna and praying for you. Oh, and he got the real mercy, Nishkapata Kripa, of Lord Shiva. So Guru can give two things. He gives Kripa and he gives Vanchana. Mercy and cheating. To people who want some big position, he gives cheating. Just like Mohini Murthy. The most fantastically beautiful girl in the world. The original Miss Universe. And when she appeared, all the demigods and the demons were, oh my God, she's so beautiful. They were having a quarrel. Who's going to get the Amrit? And they couldn't agree who was going to take it first, the Devas or the Daityas. And then this beautiful girl came there. I'll distribute. And they all said, yes, very good, because everyone likes a beautiful girl. And as she was doing that, what was she doing? She neglected the demigods. She didn't look at the devas, but she was smiling at the demons. She was winking at them. And the demons were, they were very, very excited. She's looking at me. And she wasn't even looking at the demigods. But behind her back, she was giving all the nectar to the demigods. So Gurudev sometimes does like that. The people who want a big position, who want lots of fame, prestige, being a big devotee. Yes, yes, oh yes, he gives them lots of attention. But behind his back, he gives all his mercy to the quiet persons, the quiet devotees. So we should hide our bhajan, hide our mala, hide our relationship with our Gurudev. Don't advertise those things. Don't be a cheap person. All different traditions say this. The Bible, in the book of Matthew, in the Bible, I very rarely quote the Bible, but this is a very interesting quote. The Bible says, beware, sadhu sabadan, beware of practicing your piety, your punya, before men in order to be seen by them. Beware of that. For then you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. You'll get no benefit from God if you do like that. Thus, he says, when you give alms, when you give some charity, when you give some donation, don't sound any trumpets. Here I am. I'm giving so much money, I'm doing this, put my name in a big plaque, announce my name before everyone. So don't sound any trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and temples and in the streets so that they can be praised by many people. Many people, they're giving some donation, they're doing something so they'll get some praise. Don't do for that purpose. He said, truly I say to you, they have no reward. But, he said, when you give alms and you give something, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Your right hand is giving some donation, doing some service. Don't tell your left hand the secret. Keep your alms, your gifts, your donations a secret. And your Father, He sees everything, and He'll give you a reward. Because we're doing it for Him. We were speaking before this class about two types of service, hoitiki seva and ahoitiki seva. Service with a motivation and service without a motivation. Become a big person, a famous brahmachari, famous preacher, big sannyasi, big guru. There's some motivation there. We get to enjoy some pratishta. But if you're a housewife, you're just a humble person in the background doing some service, nobody cares for you. Mataji, get out of my way. We speak like that. But Krishna sees. And who does Krishna care for? Krishna cares for those small persons. In Ariya, there's a saying that a drum makes a big noise, but you look inside the drum and it's empty. Nothing is there. It makes a big noise. Similarly, there's another saying that small fish, little baby fish, they make lots of noise. But the big fish, they're down very deep in the water. Small fish are on the top. They make a lot of noise. The big fish are very deep, and you can't hear them. So we should be a deep fish. Don't advertise yourself. Keep these things to ourselves. Don't run around trying to tell everyone about how big a person that we are. There was one sadhu, Vamsidas Babaji. He used to collect fish bones from the places where they were eating fish. And he would take those bones, those fish bones, and put them all around his ashram. Very bad smell. Someone asked, Maharaj, why are you doing that? It's very good. I do like this. Then no one comes to bother me. They think, oh, he's not a sadhu. He's eating fish. I won't bother. I won't go to see him. I'll go somewhere else. He's just a garbage man. He's not a big person. We should be Krishna's garbage man. Don't try to be a big, big person. We should learn the difference between anusar and anukar. In Bengali, they say anusar and anukar. Someone who follows anu, the essence, and someone who just does some imitation. This is a nice story in the Mahabharata. Once, there was a puppy. He was a kaka. You say, is that in Ariya, they say kaka, crow. How do you say? Kaga. 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 Am I saying right? Kaga. There was one Kaga. And he was going every day to the house of one rich man. And that rich man, his children, were feeding ice cream and paneer, gulab jamuns, rasgulas to that Kaga. And that Kaga, he started becoming very fat. And he started thinking, yes, I'm Pucky Raj. I'm the best of all the birds. You say Pucky in Hindi?
Pakshi.
Pakshi Raj. I just know the little Ria. Pakshi Raj. And then one day, some Raja Hamsa swans, their wings are more than the length of my arms.
very beautiful birds. They can fly for hundreds of miles. Very high class creatures. And when they came, all the other pakshi, they were saying, oh look, Raja. But that Kaga, he became envious. Who are they? I'm better than them. He's just a Kaga. They're Raja Hunks' son. So he went and challenged them. Everyone is glorifying you, but you're no good. I'm the best of all the birds. Me-ha. I challenge you to competition of flight. Who can fly the best? And you'll see I am the best. Pakshiraj, that's me. These Raja Hunks, the swans, they're looking at this one. Are you mad? Puggle Kaga. he's a mad person, mad bird. How is he going to compete with us? So then he started doing his business, that Kaga, and he was flying sideways, and he would flip upside down like this, and all of his brothers were watching, and they were saying, Ka, 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 Ka. They were very excited. Yes, go, our brother is the best. And the Raja Hunks, the swans, were just watching. What is this? So then he finished his game, that Kaga, and he said, so, what can you do? Those Raja Hunks, the swans, are very humble. We only know how to fly in one way. It's a traditional way. If you want, you can fly with us. And then they started flying out over the ocean. And that Kaga, you think you get away from me? I'll catch you. And started flying after them. But they have very big wings, and they're going very quick, and he's trying. And after some time, they were going out over the ocean. After some time, that Kaga started getting very nervous. He couldn't see the land anymore. He'd never flown that far out over the ocean before. And then he started getting tired. And he started becoming very afraid. What's going to happen to me? Sharks are there. Some very terrible fish are going to eat me. But he was becoming very tired, and he couldn't. Little by little, he was going lower and lower, until then he started hitting the water. And then that Kaga, he started crying to the Raja Hunks. Oh brothers, please forgive me. Please save me. If you don't save me, I'm going to die. I'll drown. Some fish will eat me. He prayed to those Raja Hunks' swans. And one of those swans took mercy on him, took pity on him. He turned around and came back. And he picked up that Kaga and put him on his back. And that Kaga was almost dead. He was so exhausted, and he was all soaking wet. His feathers were all bent and going here and there. And the Raja Hunks, the swan, took him to the shore and put him down. So, the story is there in the Mahabharata. Shalva told the story to Karna. Shalva told Karna, he said, you're like that Kaga. You've been eating the remnants from Duryodhana and his brothers. And you think you're a big person. You think you're equal to Yudhisthira and Arjuna. But you're just a Kaga. You're saying like that. So we're like that Kaga. We're trying to imitate the Paramahamsas. But we can't imitate them. We should be who we are. It's okay. Ani dina hinamja. Mo samo patita prabhu, nahi tribhuvani. In all the three worlds, there's no one more fallen than me. If we really feel that way, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will definitely give his mercy. But we should have this attitude from the core of our heart. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says a very interesting thing. We have many Bhagavad Gita students here. says the same thing in chapter 6 and chapter 13. Listen carefully. Chapter 6, text 10. Rahisisthita ekaki. A transcendentalist should live alone in a secluded place. In the 13th chapter, text 11, he says, Vivikta desha sevidvam aratir janasamsadi. You should aspire to live in a solitary place and be detached from the general mass of people. Krishna says this twice in the Gita. So, are we doing that? We don't. Do we do that, Mataji? We don't do that. We come together in a big temple. We don't go and live in a solitary place. So maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's some interpolation. Someone added something in the Bhagavad Gita. We should mark it out. Not correct. No, it's correct. But we should understand it. It means that we don't advertise. It means that although we may be living in a community of so many devotees, if you have good qualities, you hide those. I remember when I was a young boy, I read some adventure novel about some, what do you call them here in India, black cats, those anti-terrorist people.
Commandos.
What?
Commandos.
Yes. Those commandos. There were some commandos, and they were in some mountain camp, and some visiting commandos came, and they were in some competition, who's stronger? And one visiting commander said, I am so strong, you see. And he took an iron bar, and he was shaking. And he bent it. And then he gave it to another one of the commandos who was in. Now, can you straighten this? And that other commando took it, and he was shaking. No, I can't do it. Ha! I'm stronger than you. And they left. And then after they left, that commando who couldn't straighten the bar was sitting there taking care of the fire. And he needed a stick to take care of the fire, so he reached over and took that bar, went like this, straightened it out in one moment. He was hiding his strength. He's a very intelligent person. A warrior who does like that, people will underestimate them. They won't see how powerful they are. And they won't take them seriously. So similarly, we should hide our good qualities. Don't advertise it. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we don't preach. Now this is a bit of a problem sometimes. Sometimes in our society, we equate preaching with showing off our bhajan. Telling everybody about what we're doing. I remember I was such a badmash. When I joined the temple, the first thing I did, I phoned my mother. And I said, Mom, repeat after me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My mother started crying. My son has gone crazy. What is he doing now? And it took me some years before I learned, let my mother appreciate my good qualities. And that will change her heart. My mother started chanting japa later on. She came to Mayapur. She passed away a few years ago. The last phone conversation I had with her, she had a heart attack and passed away shortly afterwards. She told me, she said, I want to leave my body in Mayapur. And the day she passed away, she was reading Bhagavad Gita, and she left. So it wasn't because of my preaching. But she came to India and spent some time with me, and she liked my qualities somehow. We should preach by your qualities. Don't just preach with your mouth. What is the value of that? We should show by our good qualities. People won't listen to you if they don't have faith in you. But if they see you have good qualities, then they'll develop faith in you, and they will listen to you. So we should preach, and we should go to the temple. We should take part in our bhajan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he said the beginners in sadhana bhakti should dance and sing as a matter of duty. It's important. Some things we do in public and some things we do in private. But when we're dancing and singing, don't cry. Sometimes you might cry. You might cry for Krishna.
You might feel very bad. You might feel very fallen, very low. Oh Krishna, Ami Dinahina, Mosamapatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvani. There's no one as fallen as me. I mean, cry. Do that in your room. Don't do that in public. Don't advertise that. If you advertise that, then those tears will go away and people will start telling, oh, that very advanced devotee. Don't do like that. Hide that. And just act like a common person. But we should come together and hear and chant. It's good to wear saris and dhotis, to wear kunti mala, to wear tilak. This is purifying for us. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that these are angas of bhakti. To wear tilak, to wear kunti mala, it's a beneficial thing. We should do that. But with our words and our body, we should act in a very humble way. And just because I'm wearing, we say, yes, I'm wearing this, but I'm not really a qualified person. But I'm doing this because my Gurudev wanted it. Prabhupada wanted it. Because most of us are Bahir Mukjanas, external people. And if you go to the Hare Krishna temple, and everybody, no one is wearing tilak, and no one is wearing a sari or dhoti, you think, that's not very popular, I also won't do that. But if you see everyone is wearing kunti mala, and tilak, and everyone has a japa mala in their hand, oh, everyone is doing, I should also do it. And Prabhupada will be pleased with that. So this preaching is there, we should do, it's important. But we should do it for the pleasure of Prabhupada, for the pleasure of Krishna, not for our own self-aggrandizement. Right? We should know, we should learn what real preaching means. Real preaching means that we develop some humility. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he's described this very nicely. Position. Yes, don't you see how many disciples I have, how many followers I have, I'm a big man. That's not real preaching. Right? We don't want to collect bodies. Krishna's a vegetarian. He doesn't want bodies.
Krishna wants people's hearts. We should collect that thing. That's what real preaching means. And real preaching begins when we actually feel compassion. Here's a nice story. Ramanujacharya had several gurus. One of his names was Gostipurna. I think it was Gostipurna who gave him a secret mantra. And Ramanuja had to do service for several years before Gostipurna would give him this mantra. And Gostipurna told him, this mantra is so special, so powerful. Don't tell anyone this mantra. Shall I tell you what it is? Namo Narayanaya Namaha. This is the mantra. Don't tell anyone. Anyone who chants this mantra, they'll become liberated. They'll go back to the spiritual world. So Ramanuja said, yes, Gurudev. And he gave him that mantra. Thank you, Gurudev. Then what did Ramanuja do? He went back to the village. He got on the roof of the biggest building in the town and started calling out, hey, hey, everyone come, come, come. I have something very valuable I'm going to give. The word very quickly spread in the village. One sadhu mahatma, he's going to give something very valuable to everyone. A huge crowd came. The whole city came. And Ramanuja said, repeat after me, Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. People were crying in ecstasy. And Gostipurna, his guru, heard about it. He became furious. And he called for Ramanuja. You're not my disciple anymore. I reject you. You'll go to hell. I made you promise you would keep a secret, but you're going and telling everyone? Nonsense. And Ramanuja said, yes, Guru. Very good. Let me go to hell. But you told me that anyone who chants this mantra, they'll go to Vaikuntha. And Gurudev, I saw all these people. What hope did they have? What were they going to do? There was no hope for them. So I called them. I knew I was disobeying you. I knew you were going to reject me. And I know I'll go to hell for this. Gurudev, let me go to hell. But let all these people go back to the spiritual world. When Gostipurna heard the words of Ramanuja, tears came to his eyes. And he fell at the feet of Ramanuja, and he said, you are greater than me. You are a real satsishya, a real bona fide disciple. Because your heart is full of compassion for others. So, don't become confused. These two things are not contradictory. To hide our feelings and to preach. We must preach. This is our movement. I have an obligation. All of you, please forgive me. I'm not a qualified person. I'm very unqualified, really. But my Gurudev gave me an order. He told me, if anyone asks you to speak, you must. So I'm here today to serve him. And if I say anything good, it's him. It's not me. I'm just trying to be his instrument. And repeat something that we've heard, and it doesn't belong to me. We should think like that. And if we can think like that, very deeply in our hearts, then we'll become very, very powerful. And this movement will spread very, very quickly. We shouldn't demand respect. Rather, we should act in such a way that you command respect. You don't have to tell people to respect you. But by your behavior, people should appreciate you so much. But they want to hear what you have to say. They develop faith in you. But that requires something very deep within the heart. And if we let that thing out from our heart and we show it, it'll fly away like a bird from a cage. And we'll lose that thing. And it may look very impressive, like the steam in your kitchen. But it'll all go away very, very quickly, and it won't have any potency. So we should learn these two different things. Prabhupada said, our movement has two tracks, like two tracks of a train. One sadhu told me, just like a bird has two wings. The bird only has one wing, it can't fly. So one wing of our movement, one track of the train of our movement is preaching. And the other track, the other wing, is bhajan. And bhajan is something personal, something private. When we say bhajan, I'm not talking about playing songs on a harmonium and singing something. But it comes from the bij dattu, the root word bhaj, to worship. And that worship is a private thing. We come together in public because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to. And we're doing kirtan for him because that's for his pleasure. The devotees get pleasure. Please, please, please come to the temple of Radhika Raman and do kirtan there for their pleasure. They'll be so happy. But don't just go there for the sake of impressing everyone. That's a very cheap thing. Still, that's better than just watching the television or reading the newspaper and seeing some cricket or something. Better to go to the temple in that case. Much better. But the best is, go to the temple to please the deities, to please Srila Prabhupada. Because they get so much pleasure when the devotees come together. Please come every day. Here is Krishna Katha. My Gurudev said, if you don't do any other sadhana, every day you should hear Krishna Katha. And he wasn't talking about chanting japa. He said, better you die than not chant your japa. That's another thing. That's your life. But he said, any other sadhana, you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day in association with devotees. Most important thing. But we should do it for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Most people listen today because they want to be entertained. That's today's culture. It's a computer culture. Our attention span, the experts say, lasts only 5 or 10 seconds. And then you want to see something new on the internet. We want to be entertained. We just sit. In America, they have an expression, they call them couch potatoes. I mean, someone who sits in front of the television, like a potato, like an aloo, and just sits all the dull brain. They don't have a life. They're living someone else's life. They just want to be entertained. This is not Vedic culture. Kirtan is not for that purpose. Harikatha is not for that purpose. It's a confidential thing. We do it for the purpose of giving pleasure to the Vaishnavas. I want to serve all of you. Really, this is my service today. I want to bring pleasure to your heart. I want to bring pleasure to Shiva Prabhupada and my Gurudev. I want to serve Krishna. And that's why we're coming here. And if I start telling you about how I met my wife, we were saying the other day, or this thing or that thing, then you don't get pleasure. What is he telling me this for? Or, you know, I had an operation, I have this help. You don't want to hear that. That's aparad. I want to tell you about Krishna. For your pleasure, for Krishna's pleasure, not for my pleasure. And you should listen for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, not for your pleasure. It's not for entertainment. Shallow persons, neophytes, they want to be entertained. That's okay. We tell them, yes, you come. Nice entertainment. In South America, there were some brahmacharis who were preaching for many years. These brahmacharis had bhakti shastri. They were very learned. They knew so many verses of Bhagavad Gita. Very good preachers. And they were there for many years and they didn't make one single devotee. Hardly anyone was coming to the temple. So then the GBC man sent them to some other place and he brought one grihastha couple. One man and his wife. And the wife was a very attractive woman. And all of a sudden so many people started coming to the temple. Yes, I saw. There was a pretty girl there. They weren't attracted by the brahmacharis. They were attracted by the pretty girls. Sometimes it's like that. You go to Mayapur, how many places can you have pizza?
in Mayapur, at Gaurapurnima time. You can't even count them. There's 100 places. I don't know. So many places you can buy pizza. Is that the purpose of going to Mayapur? To have pizza? I'll have some fun. And I see many people are coming like that. They're walking around like this. Oh, what will we do today? Oh, I heard that Lokanath Maharaj is going to lead kirtan. Oh, I like his kirtan. They're lots of fun. I enjoy them like anything. We'll go to that. And then afterwards, we'll go for some pizza. Yes, yes. And I'll see some friends. We'll have some fun talking. Yes, very good. Huh? Are they doing Dham Seva? Are they doing Tirtha Yatra? No. They're doing Maya Yatra. They're just there for their own pleasure. So we should give that up. We should become deep persons. And then we'll get real satisfaction in our heart. Don't just become a corporate career person. Those corporate career people, they end up committing suicide, jumping out of windows when they lose their money. You won't be satisfied in your heart. Be humble, be quiet, be simple, be a backbencher. And whatever valuable things you have, hide them in your heart. And they'll grow and grow. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Panchakalpavirudhishchan prasangivyevacham padhitanam pavanivyevacham. I think it's a little late, I'm sorry. Are there any questions or comments from anyone? Mother Gopi Priya, you want to add something? Two questions. We had to speak very loudly.
Faith and prestige, say we cannot digest, and we should pass it over to the Guru. Would you please tell me the way of how we pass it
over? Yes, this is very important. She's saying that, I was saying that Batista, his fame and position, they're like stool. Raghunath Das Goswami, I don't know if I can find this very quick, but he says in another place, he said, it's like taking bath in the urine of a donkey. Very nice. Raise your hand. How many devotees want to take bath with some nice donkey urine? Does anyone want to do that? You smell very, very bad. He said that pratista, that desire for fame as a devotee, is like taking a bath in the urine of a donkey. So, what do we do then? Because it's described in Madhurya Kadambini, there's different anarthas. Anartha means someone which is not the artha. Something which we think is the goal, but it's not. It's a simple definition. Anartha. It's not the artha. So one type of anartha is bhakti-anartha. The anartha from bhakti. What is the bhakti-anartha? The bhakti-anartha is that I'm doing bhakti, I'm selling books, and then everyone is coming and clapping and saying, you're the best devotee. I'm giving a class that's doing bhakti, and everyone is coming and saying, yes, you're a very elevated Vaishnava. That's an anartha. It's not the goal. But sometimes we think it's the goal. Or we start getting lots of money. And people want to buy us so many things. And we think, yes, this is the goal. If I give good classes, then everybody will do like that. That's not the goal. If you think like that, then everything is spoiled. So we have to be careful. Sometimes when we start preaching, we start the process of bhakti, people will give you respect. They'll say, Mother Anjana, have you seen her Facebook page? Very nice. She's a very Krishna conscious devotee. And she is. She's very good. Huh? So then she might start thinking, yes, I'm a very big devotee. If she thinks like that, then she's wasting her devotional activities. She's giving them away. So what to do then if someone comes to give you that? You have to pass it on. We have to become a pipe. If we think we're the reservoir of water, we'll do some offense. But if you're the pipe, the water comes through you, then no problem. I'm not the source of water. The water comes from Krishna, comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Water comes from my Gurudev. Water is not coming from me. We should think like that. So when someone comes, and it will happen, Raghunath Das Goswami describes in Manasiksha, Are chitta prodhyakapata kutinati barakara Sharanutre snatvada hasikatam atmanam apimam Sadatam gandhava giridara pada prema vilasat Sudam bodo snatva samapiniratatmam cha sukaya. My dear mind, why are you scorching us, burning us up by taking bath in the prominent defects of deceit and fault-finding? These arise out of duality and are like the ooze and urine of a donkey. You should always take bath in the nectarian ocean of prem bhakti arising from the lotus feet, the Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhara, and thus give us both endless pleasure. So how can we pass this on? This is Mataji's question. This is such a nice question. And this is something we have to learn with our whole life. I wish I could say that it was something we learned in one moment. Maybe some exalted persons do. But I think for most of us, it may take a long time and a lot of practice. Srila Prabhupada, he says that the quality, the qualification of a Vaishnava is that he's adosha darshi. He doesn't see fault in others. But we should be sarva dosha darshi. See all the faults in ourselves. Amara jivana sadapape rata. We should see all the bad things that I'm doing and really feel bad about ourselves. If we really think like that, if we really think, Mo samopatita prabhu, nahi tribhuvani, in all the three worlds is no one more fallen than me. We really believe like that. When people come and glorify us, we'll say, why are you glorifying me? I sang some songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They don't belong to me. These verses are from Raghunath Das Goswami. These are ideas that I've heard from my Gurudev. If I try to say they're my ideas, I'm a cheater. I'm a liar. They don't belong to me. And the inspiration came from my Gurudev also. And they may say, oh, but the way you said it and you shouted, that comes from my Gurudev also. Everything comes from my Gurudev. We should be honest. We're not being honest. We're trying to keep some of that money for ourselves. And we can't digest it. We have to give all of it to our Gurudev. When people come and say something, maybe with our words we should tell them, no, this is from my Gurudev. Or sometimes maybe that sounds a little false sometimes, or too much. If we just keep repeating that like a mantra, then in our heart, which is more important, we should give that respect to our Gurudev. And we should be happy. Very good. Let them be happy. Let them appreciate. Let them give money. Let them appreciate. Let them glorify. Because they're not glorifying me. They're glorifying my Gurudev. Once one person went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Oh Swamiji, my Gurudev, he's so elevated. He won't touch money. If someone comes to give him money, no, I won't touch them. And Srila Prabhupada laughed. And he said, My Gurudev, if you come to him and give him money, he'll say, give me more money. But he's not keeping any of it for himself. Not even one paisa. Everything he's using for Guru and Krishna. So he has a right to take more. To ask for more. And that person, Nindari Shunya Hidamipsita Sangalabhya, whose heart is free from the propensity to criticize others, means he doesn't want any prestige for himself. He's not envious. If he sees another Vaishnava doing better than himself, he's very happy. He glorifies that Vaishnava. He doesn't criticize them. When we see someone like that who's really non-envious, that's the person we want to associate with, Sangalabhya. That's the person we want to do service for. And that person, like Gopal Krishna Maharaj, they become so powerful. And they open so many temples, they do so many things because they don't want anything for themselves. They're not, he'll take crores and crores of rupees, give him more, and he uses all of it for Krishna service. He's not envious. Envy means I'm going to keep some of it for myself. I just want a bar of soap, a little toothpaste, something for myself. That's not sadhu. Sadhu means everything is for my Gurudev. We should be like that. And then you'll become very powerful. And people will be standing in queue to see you. They'll be giving so much service. Because in their heart they can see he really doesn't want anything for himself. Is that okay? Second question? Anyone else has some other question? Another Gopi Kriya thinks a lot. It's very good.
As you said, we do services. We do some, at the time when we are managing something or some service. And as far as I am concerned, then my consciousness is not a Krishna. I don't know, automatically it transfers to the management.
Yes.
All the other can be satisfied. As we normally go to something, the thing is that we can't relish the thing.
And you're not relishing the kirtan, you're worried about the girl who's sick and how are you going to get back on time and everybody,
yeah.
We have so many people with you.
Be satisfied and all that.
You have all your babies.
What is this? Where we are lacking, is it okay?
Once one senior devotee came to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave him the position of GVC in Juhu. And it was a very... They were trying to murder the devotees there. They were coming with guns and trying to kill the devotees. It was such a very, very difficult project. You know, you may have heard some stories. I think Giriraj Maharaj is going to write some book about that. So many stories of that. So this one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you wanted me to be the leader, the manager here? But I can't do it anymore. Prabhupada, when I'm chanting my japa, I'm not thinking of Krishna. I can't chant my rounds properly. I'm not hearing it. I'm just thinking about cement and steel bars for the construction and how the workers are stealing things and how am I going to stop that? So Prabhupada, I'm sorry, I have to stop. And Prabhupada said, no, I want you to do this. He said, do you think that Arjun, when he's on the battle of Kurukshetra, he was chanting Hare Krishna? And paying attention to the mantra. He was fighting, Baba. He was shooting his arrows. He was thinking about killing the enemies. And that was his service. And he saw that service is not different from Krishna. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesa tashat. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam says that fear arises when we see duality. When we see something separate from Krishna. We become depressed thinking, oh, I'm doing this service, I'm taking care. I know. We do parikramas all the time. Sometimes we've had thousands of devotees, several thousand devotees there, Puri. Oh my God. It's such a big headache. And we're thinking, I don't like this. I want to just be chanting my japa, my son. But don't think like that. Rather, we should think, this is my service to the Vaishnavas. I was chanting Hare Krishna and praying for service, and now service came. Service came, I'm doing this management. Don't see duality. If I see it separate from Krishna, then I start becoming depressed. And I go and complain to my guru. Guru Maharaj, I don't like doing this service. I can't be Krishna conscious. I told you to do this service. Yes, Gurudev, but I can't think of Krishna when I'm doing it. Means you're having some duality. You're not seeing it as service for guru. We're just seeing the external things of it. We're absorbed in that. We're Bahirmukh Janas, external persons. Don't be external. Be internal. And whatever my Gurudev wants me to do, I'll do that thing. Clean toilets, very good. You want me to serve prasadam to the Vaishnavas, very good. Clean the pots, very good. Whatever service you want me to do, let me do that with my full heart. And then there won't be any fear, there won't be any duality, because I see Krishna everywhere. Okay? Yes, when we see duality, then offenses come. When we start thinking that there's something separate, this service is separate from Krishna. Really, Krishna means just going to the temple and standing in front of the deities for 2 hours, like this, and working a job, making money for my family, that's Maya. Or cooking for my husband, that's Maya. I'm just going to stand here like this. What does Krishna think? What is an idiot standing in front of me for so long? Go do some service. You know? Go, you serve your family as Vaishnavas. Take care of your wife and your son. You know? They're devotees. Serve your husband, he's a devotee. Do it as service. We have to learn this. It's not that the devotees in the temple are any better than the devotees in the home. It's not that they're any more advanced. Please understand this. Bhakti is not like that. Bhakti is swarat. It's independent. It's not dependent on anything. You don't have to live in the temple. You don't have to be a brahmachari. You can live at home. You can have a big family. You can have a job and work that job. Once Narad Muni, he went to Lord Narayan. My dear Lord, I'd like to know who's the best devotee. Narad Muni was thinking it was him. I want to know who's your best devotee. Lord Narayan said, well, Narad, it's good you asked that question. There, on the earth planet, there's one Grihastha devotee. He's a farmer. He's my best devotee. Narad Muni said, he was feeling a little hurt. I'm a Dandadari sannyasi. I'm brahmachari my whole life. I never miss Mangal Arti. I never miss my rounds. How? Some grihastha is better than me? Lord Narayana said, anyway, Narad Muni, you have some mystic powers. Make yourself invisible. And you go and spend one day with him, and you'll see. Narad Muni said, yes, my Lord. So he went there. He made himself invisible. He went to that man's house. And he saw that man get up very early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Narad Muni thought, oh, he's getting up for Mangal Arti. But there was no Mangal Arti. He got up and took bath, and immediately he was helping his wife. They had so many children. Had to help the children wake up and take baths. They were going to school, and he ate something, and he went out to the fields. And he was working very hard. Narad Muni's thinking, no Mangal Arti? No Bhagavatam class? What is this? How is he the best devotee? What's going on? Anyway, I'm with him. All day long he was watching him. He didn't chant any rounds. There was no Mangal Arti. There was no Noon Arti. He came back late in the day after dark, working so hard. Ate a little something, took bath, and took rest. Narad Muni's thinking, how this is the best devotee? Huh? He didn't have any tilak on. I didn't see a dhoti or anything. He went back to Lord Narayan. I don't understand. How is he the best devotee? Lord Narayan said, Narad, you were with him the whole day. How many times did you think of me during the day? Narad said, well, to tell you the truth, I didn't think of you at all. I was so busy watching this man who was working so hard, there was no time to think of you. And Lord Narayan said, yes, but you know that grihastha. His whole day he was constantly absorbed in thinking of me. No one can see it. But inside in his mind, he's crying and chanting my names and always thinking of me. He's my best devotee. So it's not an external thing, and it's not required that we be in the temple. Most of the people in this movement are not going to be in the temple. I think most people have real lives. They're going to get a job and a career. Most of the devotees in the temple, honestly, they don't have so much education or whatever. We respect them. We should respect them. They're very exalted and special. But don't make the mistake of thinking they're more advanced than the devotees who live outside.
They're the real devotees. And I can't be a devotee because I am a housewife. Or I am a man working a job. I have a business. No. You can be the best devotee. You should understand that. If you think like this, that only the temple devotees are real devotees, how will this movement go on? How many devotees are going to live in the, how many people will live in the temple? Most people don't want to live in the temple. They have no interest in living in the temple. It's so important for our movement. We have to show people how to be Krishna conscious at home. How to be devotees at home. It's practical. The young ladies are going to get married. And their husbands are not going to let them be brahmacharinis in the temple. There's no brahmacharini program in the temple. There's no, most of the men, they're not going to go and live in the temple. Their family wants them to work a job. They have a career. They have responsibilities. That's okay. Don't worry about that. You can be Krishna conscious in any position. Please, we should understand that. Okay? Anything else to say? Prabhuji?
Yesterday morning's lecture, Prabhuji told that Ramananda Roy was worshipping for Narasingh Shila.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami was worshipping Narasingh Shila.
Read in one book that Srivas Acharya and Vetacharya was also worshipping Narasingh Shila. They were associating with Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
And how they were worshipping the Narasingh Shila.
Very good question. Can everybody hear that? He's asking how it is that he's read that Advaitacharya is worshipping Nrisimha Shiva, Srivas Thakur, but they're associating with Mahaprabhu. How are they doing that? Bigger question than that. Nanda Maharaj, he's worshipping Lord Nrisimhadeva. And he's also worshipping Lord Narayan. And they're not worshipping Krishna. Go to Nanda Maharaj's house. I'm hoping someday, Kapuji, you can go to Nanda Maharaj's house. In Nitya Leela, there in Gokul, Nitya Gokul. And watch what's going on. There's no Mangal Arati for Krishna. There's no Tulsi Puja. They're not worshipping Krishna. Not with incense. Not with a ghee lamp. They're worshipping Krishna with their hearts, with their tears. They're worshipping Krishna by serving Him with so much love. That's how they work. So then why are they worshipping Lord Nrisimhadeva? That's something external. And they worship Lord Nrisimhadeva to protect Krishna. And Advaitacharya, he's worshipping Shalagram, calling Krishna to come, calling Mahaprabhu to come. Srivas Thakur is officially worshipping Shalagram Shila like that. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rup. He's Chana Avatar. He's come in the mood of a devotee. He's a hidden incarnation. He doesn't want to be worshipped. He's coming to be a devotee. And He's coming to tell us to do kirtan. The way we worship Him on the altar as a deity. That's okay. But the main way we worship Him, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, by doing Sankirtan. He's the father of the Sankirtan movement. Nama Yagya Maha Yagya Kalo Kalmasanasana Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte Nama Yagya Samarpana. This is Samarpana mantra, the mantra we use to offer our japa, our kirtan. We're chanting for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes we may, the devotees, some personalities, some great personalities like Nanda Maharaj, or Advaitacharya, Srivas Thakur, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they may worship Lord Nrisimhadeva, or Shalagram Srila, but their real heart is worshiping Krishna. Is that okay? It's a very good question. Thank you. Anything else, sister? Okay, so I want to thank all of you so much. Isn't it so nice to come together like this in someone's house? Vijay Prabhu, Aapka Bahut Dhanyavad. Mataji, Aapka Bahut Dhanyavad. Mother Anjana, so nice. Your house is so good. This is a very good temple. And coming here, this is Ahoitaki Seva. You go to the temple, everybody knows. Oh, yes, they're going to the temple every day. Yeah? Very good. They're a big person. But you go to a home program, who cares about that? This is better in that sense. Because it's unmotivated. And we can have a very intimate gathering. It's very good. So we should make everyone's home a temple. We should make everyone's heart into a temple. And have Krishna everywhere. That's really the purpose of our movement. So I want to thank all of you so much for coming and sharing with us tonight. Thank you. Aapko guru dhanyavaad. Panchakopa guru mischa kripa sindhu gyeva cha abhitanam pavani guru vaishnavi. Samaveda bhakta vinda ki. Two things. Mother Anjana, do you have a piece of paper? Kagaj, Kalamachi? Maybe you could pass around a piece of paper. We have a Bindu magazine. If anyone wants to subscribe, that's our way. We'd like to serve you. Vasudha, you can get a piece of paper and a pen. You just write down your email address and your name. If you'd like, we'll send you a free email magazine every Ekadasi called Krishna Kathamrita Bindu. We've been doing it for over 10 years. We have almost 6,000 subscribers. It's free. It's only Krishna Katha. So she can pass this around to everybody. You can just, if you already subscribed to it, you can just write your email address down if you'd like to subscribe. It's free service. And also we have a few books. If anybody would like our new book, some of the ladies are asking us. This When Good Fortune Arises is a life story of my Guru Maharaj. I'm a very shameless person. We're advertising, but it's not advertising for myself. This is our service for trying to advertise. If anybody would like a copy of this book, they're 300 rupees each. You can get one from us. Otherwise, we can take prasad. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please, if you have any songbooks, pass those up so we don't have to call the police. Very, very bad. He's wearing a uniform, a policeman. He has a responsibility. So we should think like that.
I have a question. I want to know this, then when we are doing some service in a temple or in the Matusha Bhavan or anything like that, then when people know us, they sometimes they appreciate also us. How can we be backbenchers and become quiet and like this? What to do?
My Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, called him into the room, and he, I want to know who recorded this, because we didn't get to record it. Prabhuji?
I did once.
You made a recording of this?
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor, if I write down my email address, could you send this to me, this recording?
Yes, sure.
Some devotees are asking us for it, and if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. There, I'll write down for you. Thank you very much. It's not a problem for you? I would really appreciate it. Just remind me what I was saying, okay? And if I don't do this right now, then we'll get lost. Can you read that okay?
Yeah.
Kata at the rate Gopal, that's an L, G-I-U, that word. You're going to give us respect.
When we are doing some service, then many people come to know, sometimes they appreciate also, and they are seeing also in the temple that we are doing some service. And then we come to know many people.
So we have to be very internal. What can we do? You'd ask that.
Yes.
That we want to be backbenchers. Once Prabhupada, he called my Guru Maharaj in to see him. Prabhupada was visiting Bhubaneswar.
Prabhupada told him, I want you to accept disciples, be guru. And my Guru Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada, I don't want to be the head, I want to be the tail. And Prabhupada said, I want you to be the head. So he had to accept that. So we should do like that. We should not hanker and push ourselves forward for giving class. I can tell you honestly, many years I was in the temples, I never gave class. And honestly, sometimes even I was sitting, I was so proud, I would be listening and thinking, I know a better answer than what they're saying, I could say. But I thought, anyways, this Krishna's arranging. Let me not say anything. And I never pushed myself forward. Really, I never did that. And to this day, I never do that. We advertise something. We advertise this class on Facebook because now some devotees want to know about it. Or some devotees, they want the lecture, so we're asking for the recording. But I'm not, if someone wants it, it's there for them. If they don't, I don't care. If they don't want it. If they don't want me to go somewhere, very good. Why should they? I'm such a badmash. Why should they? I should realize that. I should think that. But if something comes, if Guru and Krishna want us to do something, if the Vaishnavas want us to do something, then humility means to accept that service. Not, oh, Gurudev, I'm so humble. You want me to preach, but Gurudev, I'm too humble for that. I'm not going to accept your instruction. No. If your Guru tells you to be Guru, you have to. You have no choice. If he tells you to accept disciples, you have to. Otherwise, you're not a disciple. My Guru Maharaj never told me that. Whatever instruction we get, we have to accept that instruction. And that's real humility. But then we have to be deep persons and be understanding. I'm only doing this because of his instruction. And I have no good qualification. If anything good comes out of my mouth, it's because I read what he said. And I'm repeating it. And he's giving me some inspiration. So it's not to do with me. We have to always be meditating on that. It's such a heavy thing. Otherwise we'll start thinking, you know, it's very good. So many, because the nature of a conditioned soul is we're trying to find an identity. Little girl sees this, all she identifies that I'm the daughter of my father and mother. They love me. That's all she thinks. But then when she becomes about 12 or 14 years old, all the boys are, well, you're a babe. Oh yeah, I'm a babe. And they're all saying it. I'm very beautiful. They're all saying it. We're looking for ways to identify ourselves. And when people come and say, you are this thing, yes, I am. Oh, you're very intelligent. Yes, I must be. Everybody's saying it. You're very elevated. Yes, everybody's saying it. I'm not saying it. They're all saying it. Because we're hankering for an upadhi. The guru, sadhu, is someone who's so fixed in his position serving guru. Ami tava sishya. I'm always your disciple, Bhaktivinoda says. I never think of anything else. We should be fixed like that. Guru abhimana tyajya. Kick out the attitude that I'm a guru. That, then we're protected. But it requires some cultivation.